Yes, sir. 49 minutes past the hour. It's the Russ Parr Morning Show. Got a great email from Krobo this morning. He emailed me at emailrussparr@gmail.com. He said he's watching the D.C. Navy Yard shooting unfold, and he says, you know, I wrote about the Mr. Zimmerman, what I believe could possibly have been his legal strategy and the possible outcome. While I was inaccurate, you can still see the merit in it after the debacle. I bring up George because I see an obvious connection to so many of these things, guns. At what point will the American people see that your gun culture is killing so many of your family, friends, neighbors, and loved ones? The bottom line, there are just too many high-capacity weapons in the hands of angry, unstable individuals. Mm-hmm. How can drug cartel-infested Mexico Republic be safer than anywhere in the United States?
Well, I don't know about that. True.
But in Washington, D.C., there have been two military installation shootings in recent years. Doesn't that trump the argument that the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun? They only can stop a bad guy with a gun if the bad guy is not having a gun. Now, there are other cultures, other countries that they don't have this issue. What are they doing that we're not? You know, that don't have an issue with guns.
Right, but then there are others who are having even other issues with bombings and the whole nine. So, I mean.
Well, I mean, the thing is, good guys did have guns. He took the guns. You know what I mean? He did. There were, so you can't say,
what he's saying is like, you know, that's the NRA's standard thing is like, hey, you know, the only way to handle a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. You know, and we're just in, you know, this whole country was founded on force. And fear and...
Gotta have your gun rights.
I
mean,
I want some kind of control. But what I don't want to do is to take the gun out of the hand of a responsible individual.
Responsible. That's the issue.
That's the rub. Who is responsible and who's stable?
You know, because you can't take that
can
away from
it for
me.
A minute.
But I need to protect my
here's
family.
The thing.
Don't take that
people
from me.
Don't want to have... Like you said, you don't want to have to go through 50 hoops. Why?
I didn't say that.
Earlier, you said you don't want to jump through
mental
hoops.
Mental illness has to be, you know, considered now with guns because now reports are coming out that the guy said he was hearing voices.
But not only mental, also if you've been to jail, if you know what I mean? This is having a gun is a right.
Jay Breezy out of Raleigh, Durham, basically said the police in Durham had to shoot a man in the middle of downtown yesterday because he was waving a gun threatening to hurt himself. You know, it's just we have access to these guns. Yes, I'm a gun owner. But I'm responsible. But what if I'm a nut? You don't know. And you know what? We don't have people that are trained enough to determine whether you're stable or unstable. Really, there are some really smart, strategic, unstable people.
That's who it is.
Like this guy systematically picked off people. And I think he picked off people he knew.
Right.
You know, I don't know how to answer that. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
I want to say that. Our society, our nation was established on violence. And if you look at just from coming over and killing all the Native Americans, then slavery, the Revolutionary War, war after war. So that's just the culture that America has. The semi-automatic rifles and these rifles that can spit hundreds of rounds, there's absolutely no reason that a civilian should be able to get those.
He didn't have that. He had a regular rifle.
But it's high-powered. But it doesn't matter. A bullet coming shoot, out of a,
exactly,
end of a barrel
exactly.
is going to have the same damage.
Right. But, he didn't have something that, you know, like an AK-47.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
All right, Tracy. Go ahead.
Seems like the good guys that are sitting behind these desks pushing the pencils to make the laws are not taking into consideration the mental status, as Albert says. I mean, how many more people are we going to find out that are just not mentally all there? Mm-hmm. Are we going to keep giving guns? Are we just going to keep not arresting? This man had never been arrested for the crimes that he did.
He was arrested twice, once in Texas and someplace else.
But he was
gun-related.
He got a security clearance.
Yes.
How's that happen?
A government contractor.
How?
And this guy had a history of shooting guns in people's homes and cars.
But here's the problem with the mental issue is you might be fine and I've never been to a mental institution, but that doesn't mean I won't kirk out if my husband leaves me or if something happens to me, if I lose my job. So how do you determine if somebody's going to have a mental issue?
But in this situation, he said he heard voices and someone was trying to get at him with a microwave.
In this situation, he had been arrested for gun violence.
And what they're saying is the people didn't update this the background check registry. Right. Mm. Because they were saying some of the stuff when they did the background check on them didn't show up.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, I was wondering if there's such thing as a responsible person with a gun.
Well, I think there are some, especially if you're trying to protect your family.
Yeah,
you know, right. Of course. I mean, yeah, I agree with that, but, you know, it seems like if you go over the edge, you're liable to do anything with a gun, if you're responsible or not, police or whatever.
Well, that's a point, and that's the gray area. You know, we don't know who is responsible. We don't know. You don't know the makings of your mind when you're
faced, upset, when you're pushed to the edge.
Yeah, when you're faced with something that you haven't dealt with before.
Sure.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Sean from Woodbridge. I think they should just make it stricter to get guns. You know, like, I think maybe you should have a mental evaluation. If you're a fair person, you're a fair gun owner like myself, then why not go through the proper steps to get a gun responsibly? Then we can lower these crazy tragedies that happen.
I just don't think that we have the capability to determine who's crazy and who's not.
Right. Yeah, we don't.
So what do you do? At any given moment, I might be normal today, but maybe something happens, like Freitas was saying, and I'm gone tomorrow.
But we can't determine maybe we couldn't see this guy's mental capacity, but you know, he got mad at his neighbors because of the music, so he shot the gun in the ceiling, could have killed somebody. That gives you a little, he was arrested for that. That should have kept him from getting a gun.
The bottom line is that we're talking about these weapons, these high-power weapons that are being made available that you can buy. You can buy over the counter.
I mean, Rush, you're a gun owner. Soup's a gun owner. I'm a gun owner. Who knows that we wouldn't kirk out.
And you know, it took me a long time to get to the point where I wanted to own one. Mm-hmm. When I started seeing all these invasions and all this other stuff
going on, I'm like,
you know, I want to be able to protect my family.
Exactly. Sure.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Your comment, please.
Yes, I agree, but Freitas. The gun, yes, is the issue, but it's the person that's behind the gun is the real problem. You really can't determine whether or not a person's mental status or mental state. You can be fine, and then you might experience something and so tragic that you might get post-traumatic stress disorder.
Which is what his father was saying about him, you know, saying after he saw 9/11, but I'm sure. Like, I don't know.